Asylum seekers under the age of 18 taken to Nauru will no longer be under the care of the Australian government after recent changes, but no alternative provisions have been made for their welfare. Alexander Tait finds out more.
Immigration Minister Chris Bowen has suggested children will soon arrive at the Nauru Immigration Processing Centre. Previously, unaccompanied minors were under the guardianship of the Immigration Minister, but under new changes, the Australian government is no longer responsible for these minors. Currently, the centre has no resources to care for children, so upon arrival, life looks bleak for these young refugees. Alex Pagliaro, a refugee campaigner for Amnesty International, says Amnesty members have been told that the asylum seekers will be staying in tents, but not much else. Unhappy with the sketchy nature of the details, members have been contacting politicians for more information.
Amnesty International members have been writing letters to their MP over the last few weeks about this, and the replies that they've got have really shown that, you know, politicians around the country have just no idea what is going to be happening on Nauru, and in particular no idea what's going to be happening to children.
With such a blatant absence of a plan from the government, there are serious concerns for the welfare of these refugees. With the fallout from the Pacific Solution still fresh in Australian memories, Amnesty is pushing for these horrors not to be repeated. Alex Pagliaro.
We've seen this before. You know, Nauru has been used as a processing centre for vulnerable asylum seekers who come from the most war-torn parts of the world and are incredibly vulnerable and traumatised. But the fact remains is that when this happened last time, it was an absolute disaster.
With this in mind, it is a shock that the government seems so unprepared for the influx of asylum seekers, unaccompanied minors or otherwise. Lessons, it seems, have not been learnt. The government is staying quiet on the subject. UNICEF could not get a clear answer. Amnesty has been asking questions, and so has Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young, who is busy pushing for answers via social media sites Facebook and Twitter. Senator Sarah Hanson-Young was unavailable for interview, but provided a written statement that said,
"The people who come to Australia as refugees are often fleeing terrible war, torture and persecution. They have gone through extreme adversity, but it is the unaccompanied minors who are the most vulnerable and need the most protection. It is extremely concerning that Mr. Bowen is refusing to say what will happen to those children and young refugees who are all alone and have no family to look after them."
So with many worldwide organisations looking for answers on this issue, as well as members of our Senate, there is definitely pressure for the government to come up with answers or start showing they have a plan in place for the immediate future. With so many worldwide organisations looking for answers on the issue, as well as members of our Senate, there is definitely pressure for the government to come up with answers or start showing that they have a plan in place for the immediate future. If not, organisations like Amnesty will continue to raise awareness of the issues, get public backing for what they see as violation of human rights.
Australians should be very perplexed about how our government can pass a law to strip unaccompanied children of legal guardianship in Australia, send them to a country that has no established system of child protection or, you know, real expertise in caring for vulnerable children, and not have any plan in place that anyone can see to address this, to fill this gaping hole. It definitely contravenes human rights law, because this is not in the best interest of those children. Definitely be calling on the government to rethink this.
These are serious allegations from Amnesty, ones that the Immigration Minister, Chris Bowen, will have to answer sooner rather than later.